New Country Z100, Dallas Smith, and Tippin' Point at 7:21 this morning. Very excited to bring on to the airwaves here with me, Superintendent at Pinckneyville 204 School. This is a fantastic, tight-knit community of educators and students and parents. I've got Mr. T, Mr. Travelstead, on the phone line with me here this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Buddy, you are welcome. And tell me, what is going on this Saturday? What are you all doing there at Pinckneyville 204?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're having a very unique fundraiser this Saturday where we have professional wrestling coming in to the school. This is the actual professional wrestling where, similar to the WWE and things like that, the kids would know nowadays. But we got five matches coming in. And there are going to be some very interesting matches on there. We have one of our teachers, Mr. Plumley, who we are calling the Stone Cold Plumster.
Okay.
He's going to be wrestling in a no disqualification match against Chris Hargis. He and Hargis kind of had it out last time we had this wrestling over here at 204. Mr. Plumley was the referee, and he and Hargis got into it, and Hargis wants some revenge. And so they have a no disqualification match in the works.
Hey,
and I know
we might even have like a metal folding chair come into the picture. Who knows?
Well, I'm going to tell you, he Mr. Plumley has gathered up some weapons already. Trash cans. I know he's got a kendo stick, and he's trying to prepare himself the best he can for this.
Okay. So you got five matches, and bell time is 7:30. It's just up there at the school?
Yes, we're just east of Pinckneyville. I tell everybody we're halfway between the golf course and the prison.
Okay.
Yeah, on 154 right here. And then we got some other neat matches on the card as well. We got some new guys that are really good wrestlers. The Star Twins are going to be going that night. And we also have local talent, Heath Hatton. He's there out of Marion. He does the stride wrestling there at the mall in Marion. He's an excellent wrestler. He's going to be there with Daniel Eads. Daniel Eads is an excellent wrestler as well from Evansville. And then we have a very awesome situation where we have WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan going to be there as well.
Wow!
And Hacksaw is going to be in a match with myself, which could be interesting.
Yeah. Now, are you going up against Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
No. He's on my team. I'm smarter than that.
Good. Yeah,
he's on my side.
Okay, because I was wondering with that 2x4, I'm thinking, oh, Mr. T here, this is going to be something.
No, because we've been trying to learn a little bit about wrestling here the last few weeks, and the best advice I've gotten so far is to tag. So
okay.
that's my strategy right there.
Okay, now here's my next question. I think everybody wants to know, is Mr. T going to be wearing like a wrestling singlet out here?
I've got some employees here at the school that would love to have me do that, but
right.
No, I am not. I got some MMA shorts that I found that I think are going to work just fine for me.
Okay, that's awesome. Some MMA shorts, and we're ready to go. But Hacksaw Jim Duggan, WWE Hall of Famer here at Pinckneyville 204 School, like, how in the world did you get in touch with Hacksaw, Mr. T?
Well, I tried reaching out to him a while back, and wasn't too lucky doing that. But a month or two ago, I went down to WrestleMania for the first time. And
okay.
While I was down there, I ran into him and had a conversation with him. And told him I'd really like to have him and told him what we were doing. And, man, he was just super nice, took time with every single person that came through to talk to him and went out of his way, and I knew he would be somebody that would do well with our kids. And so 2 days later, after I got back from Dallas, sure enough, I got a phone call saying he's willing to come. So that's how we got him. And so he's scheduled to be here. I'm going to pick him up Saturday afternoon, and he's coming actually for even a meet and greet. We were selling tickets for a meet and greet prior to the event where it's going to be Hacksaw and whoever buys those tickets and going to have time to get autographs and pictures and all that kind of stuff with Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Now, what I want to stress to folks, like, this is a fundraiser for your school because y'all are in need of a new parking lot. And rather than ask the state for money, which we kind of get the picture of how that's going, we're just going to raise it ourselves and resurface the parking lot up there. Like, you've got some potholes up there we need to get taken care of, right, buddy?
That's right. We got a front drive and parking lot. It's all one piece of asphalt that we are trying to replace, and it's in bad shape. It's needed some help for a while, and so what we're doing is trying to raise money kind of on our own. We're going out doing work, doing fundraisers such as, and we've done a 5K and trivia nights, and we've done this wrestling a couple times, and so we're trying to do stuff that we are family-friendly events that we feel like people are interested in doing, not something that, you know, you have to come to if you don't like it.
Well, yeah.
The funny thing is about this wrestling is that, you know, even the ladies, moms, and wives that come, you know, kind of are drug along, that come just because they have to, because somebody has to be here to supervise their husbands kind of thing. you know, they sit back and they look at their husbands in just disbelief, laughing, and and the kids. And I think they have as good a time as the men do, you know, to our event. It's very family-friendly. And I mentioned a no-disqualification match, but these guys are very family oriented. This is not going to be a you know, attitude era WWE type stuff where, you know, you may hear one of the mean guys saying be quiet or shut up, you know, from time to time, but it's going to be very family friendly.
Okay, so I want to see Hacksaw Jim Duggan at Pinckneyville 204 this Saturday, 6:30, the doors open, bell time at 7:30. You mentioned, I mean, you can get tickets, general admission tickets for $10. But then also, with the VIP, you get the meet and greet. Now, how much is that?
Well, what we're doing is all our floor seats are $15.
Okay.
And if you want to do the meet and greet also, it's an extra $10. So it's $25 for a VIP ticket.
Wow.
I get you a floor seat and the meet and greet with Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Wow.
Now, if you're a family of four and two of you want to come meet Hacksaw and two of you don't, we'll give you two floor seats and two VIP tickets right next to each other, and that way you don't have to, all four of you don't have to pay the extra to go see him. You know, if mom doesn't really care to see him, then that's fine. She doesn't have to, you know, so we'll do it that way. So, and, you know, our tickets are going pretty fast on the floor. We're already sold out of our first couple rows. We're into the third row already, and we don't have a whole lot left, third row, but what they need to do is call me, 357-2419 here at the school.
Okay.
And we can try to work something out to get them some tickets saved. But I tell you what, Ken, I do have two sets of two front row tickets to give away this morning, VIP passes.
Oh, okay. So two VIPs to see Hacksaw Jim Duggan at Pinckneyville 204 School.
I got two sets of those. So
okay.
Four tickets total, but I'd like to give them away in pairs.
All right. So that's what we'll do. I'm going to give one pair away after I hang up with you, and I've got your information, so I'll pass along the winner's name to you, okay?
That'll work.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take caller 10 right now at 800-455-1100. That's safely and legally, please. Call us up at 800-455-1100. If you're a wrestling fan, you want to check out Hacksaw Jim Duggan, plus the meet and greets. I've got two tickets right now for you this Saturday at Pinckney 204, and all of this will be up on our website at z100fm.com. Mr. Travelstead, Mr. T-Dog, good luck this Saturday, all right, brother?
I sure appreciate it. And don't forget, our phone number is 357-2419.
I appreciate it, sir, very much.
All right.